Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Significant others, is that a problem if they're not showing you on social media? Mackenzie has a theory that you got to wait till it's like official, like locked in stone to even put it up there, right?
Yes, I have learned. And you're not supposed to post, rule of thumb, until it's permanent.
Porkchop doesn't do that.
What?
You were putting photos up of guys you were seeing.
No, I was not.
Oh, well, maybe like on your story.
No, of course. I would never do that.
I swear I saw some stuff.
No way.
I feel like stories are different, though, than a permanent post. I mean, stories...
What's the harm, then, Mackenzie? Well, what is the harm?
I'm just saying, I have friends that literally, like, I didn't even, like, know they were with someone, and they're like, oh, we're engaged! And then finally they post that person on their social media. I think it's so interesting. Like, I don't know. So there's two theories. Either you're not posting them because, I mean, yes, you could be private, but at the same token, are you talking to other people? Usually that is a clue, like, something's up. Usually, like
what,
if you
you're
never
saying,
ever post your, say you're in a long-term relationship, like boyfriend, girlfriend, like I don't, it's like you don't want other, if you're talking to other people, you don't want them to know you are in fact in a relationship. So you're kind of like hiding something.
Maybe there's some weight to that, but maybe the other person just doesn't like to post those kind of things on social media. You have to check, like if all the previous relationships are up there and you're not, then yeah, something's going on.
See, and I think there too is two sides to this, because I definitely think there are shady people out there. Or not even shady. I think there are people out there who are in relationships who just aren't happy. So they're not posting about it because they don't want to be fake, which it's so common for everyone on Instagram to have this highlight reel or this depiction of what they want their life to be perceived as, even though that's not the reality of what's going on. Like, I know a couple who is on social media all the time. From social media, they look perfect. And I don't live in our college town anymore. So I was talking to one of my girlfriends who still lives there and still sees them frequently. And I was like, oh my gosh, they have the most perfect relationship. And she was like, they are screaming, fighting at each other all of the time. They're constantly on a brink of breakup. Their relationship is so toxic, so unhealthy. But because they post on social media, it looks like they're happy. Which I'm kind of the opposite. I'm in a relationship and I'm in a healthy, great relationship with my boyfriend. And people all the time think that I'm single because I don't post him, which I don't post a ton on social media in general. And the only photos that I do post are photos that I've taken with my girlfriends because they've dragged me into their photo shoot. I don't generally take photos by myself.
See, I think it's the sexiest thing when a guy shows off his girl. Because there are so many players out there. Like, I was recently, this guy was after me, calling me, texting me, no sign of a girlfriend on his page. So then I watch, he made a mistake on one of his stories. He totally has a girlfriend.
Oh, wait, so Mackenzie,
he's been hitting me up, but nonstop. So I'm like, WTF, like busted.
You're creeping on his stories right there. Like, what is this?
I was just watching a story, like it went through my thing, like a normal thing, and I'm like, wait, who is this person?
Did you say
there's
something?
No sign. No, I'm just done.
Oh, you're just
like,
done?
You're done. No, there's no, I mean, if you have a girl, you have a girl. I think it's so manly and hot and sexy. If you are in a relationship, show off your significant other. I mean, not like you have to be like every post in your face making out, but I think I like personally when a man is like the first to like his girl's picture is like, I'm so in love with this.
I hate that pressure though. I'm so glad Lindsay doesn't make me do that.
It's sexy.
833-563-2539. Let's go to Christian this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What do you think about this when it comes to showing off your significant other on social?
I agree with it, but at the same time, my situation was a little different. When my wife and I started dating in 2013, we both were in the Navy, and we both, that's how we met. So the Navy has fraternization policies, so technically we couldn't date each other.
Ooh,
at the time.
Forbidden romance.
Correct. So we couldn't actually, you know, comment, be seen in public, things like that while we were dating. We ended up getting married in 2015 and have been together since. But, you know, I just, like, from that aspect, you know, there were rules against us dating
well,
at the
course.
Time.
And thank you so much for your service. I have to ask, did it make it kind of sexy and steamy, kind of having to hide it?
Yes, ma'am. I actually have some quality stories.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you off air about all those. Hey, thank you, Christian, for calling in to Joe McKenzie at 833-563-2539. I just checked my wife's Instagram. I'm not on there.
Really?
At all?
See? This awkward. Is exactly what I'm talking about. Are you serious, Joe?
Yes. I'm not on there. It's kind of awkward.
Wow.
At all?
Well, let's see. But like, what if she only has dog photos? Then that's understandable. I just think too, so many, which I'm fine with. If you put a lot of stock into social media, that's fine. That go for it. You just have to recognize not everyone does. Not everyone cares that much about social media. Not everyone finds it that important.
But if they're posting like every day, I mean, if they're clearly posting their life, that's just what I'm saying. Not you.
That's what I'm saying.
But if they're rarely on there.
There's a difference between people who take stock in it, who post every single day, who are on there all the time, rather than people who are just fair weather users.
Yes.
My boyfriend and I have only been together not even 3 months yet, and he's already up there 6 times.
Well, like nobody said pork chop went slow with anything.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Parents, what did your kid put in their mouth and swallow? This kid, I never heard of a kid swallowing this before. They actually found it when it showed up on an X-ray. The doctor didn't even know what it was at first.
But, it's terrifying as a parent.
Okay, well, I want to hear those terrifying stories, and hopefully everything came out all right. Well, you know what I mean? 833-563-2539. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.